In many ways, the headquarters for Eastern Floral in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is like a factory. It's in an old building with brick walls. The floor is smooth, cold concrete. A noisy printer rattles off new orders. But of course, it smells amazing in here. Designers stand at long wooden tables primping and pruning flowers. Red tulips, white daisies, yellow roses, and just about any other flower you can imagine. Bing Goey, the owner, says this work is more like artistry.
I think you have to be born with that.
You weren't.
I was not. I admit it.
But what Goey was born with turned out to be its own asset. He was born with a foreign birth certificate. His parents were Chinese. He was born in Indonesia, then moved to the Netherlands. From there, they moved to Grand Rapids like a lot of Dutch people before them, except they have a Chinese name. And like many of those immigrants before him, Goey worked hard. He started in the flower business in high school. Now Eastern Floral has 7 locations, about 60 year-round employees, twice that around Valentine's Day, and the company has over $5 million in annual revenue. Goey says being an immigrant and being an entrepreneur, there's a connection there.
Almost every immigrant that comes to this country has come because they see America as that the land of opportunity. So immediately their drive is to fulfill that dream.
The data on this backs Goey up.
The data from the Kauffman Foundation says that immigrants are twice as likely than American-born to start a business.
This is Richard Herman. He's an immigration attorney in Cleveland. Herman and Cleveland Plain Dealer reporter Robert Smith wrote a book called Immigration, Inc. Herman could go on all day with stats about how entrepreneurial immigrants in the U.S. are.
Immigrants are filing patents at a 2-to-1 ratio than American-born. Immigrants are more likely to have advanced degrees than American-born.
In Silicon Valley, half of the tech companies were founded by immigrants. In Ohio, that rate is about 14%. It's 17% in Indiana, 27% in Illinois, and 33% in Michigan. Nationwide, 40% of today's Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or the children of immigrants, like Steve Jobs. Immigration is controversial in this country right now because of added social service and enforcement costs, and because many believe unemployed American-born people could fill some of the jobs taken up by immigrants. But in study after study, the data all points in one direction. Immigrants create more jobs than they take. In the Midwest, at least, policymakers are starting to take notice.
I'm not into the politics of immigration.
Michael Finney heads up the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
The facts of immigration says it's good any place in the United States. The politics of it obviously say something different. And I think there's just an awful lot of confusion with respect to the kind of immigration that's really good for the United States.
Finney says his office does work to increase opportunities for people born here.
But we'd be remiss if we decided to ignore or work against the immigrant population, particularly those that are, you know, educated at our universities, and in many cases, they're earning advanced degrees. And after completing those advanced degrees, we're requiring them to leave the United States and go back to their country and compete against us.
Retaining and attracting immigrants has become a major focus for Finney and the man who hired him, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. They've started an initiative called Global Michigan. More programs like it are popping up in the Midwest. In the next story for our series, we'll look at some of those efforts. The hope is investing in immigrants will pay off, like it has many times before in this country. For Changing Gears, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.